प्रभु काय कुमार दुई भाई प्रयाग मिलीला रूप अनुराग देह वृंदावन तो चैतन्य इन्फॉर्म सनातन गोस्वामी दैट योर टू अदर ब्रदर आई मेट देम एट प्रयाग एंड दे हैव स्टार्टेड फॉर वृंदावन लॉर्ड चैतन्य डेप्यूटेड श्री सनातन गोस्वामी एंड रूप गोस्वामी तो एक्सटार्टेड the glories of Vrindavan. Before Lord Chaitanya, the Vrindavan city was not there. The present Vrindavan city was not there. It was all forgotten practically. But when Lord Chaitanya visited this land, he first of all pointed out Radhakund. And then he made a survey. And his assistant, these Goswami, they went there. And this present Vrindavan was constructed by the disciples of Lord Chaitanya. So he says that I have instructed your two brothers, Rupa Goswami, to go to Vrindavan, and I have made them. Tapan Nisriya Chandra Shekhare Prabhu Agai Sanatan Nirida Dhare. And he was guest in the house of Tapan Mishra. So he introduced Tapan Mishra as Sanatana Goswami. Tapan Mishra tabe tare koila nimantan prabhu gaye khaura karaha jaha sanatan. Tapan Mishra invited him that please accept your diksha at my place. It is a system when a sannyasi has announced order life is in the village or in the vicinity of a, so it is the Hindu system that somebody will invite. So Tapan Mishra invited him to take accept prasadam at his place. And Lord Chaitanya said that first of all get him to a barwas and have him cleans of his beard and hair. I mean, peace has grown for so many days. Let him become a gentleman. The Lord said, and let him become a gentleman. Chandra Shakane Prabhu kahe bulaiya, ehi besh dur karo jaha yahare leiya. Just get into your barber and clean. Clean shaving. According to the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's sampradaya, they keep themselves clean self. And only single instance is there, Advaita Prabhu, he had his beard. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never asked him to cleanse. Because one reason is that Advaita Prabhu was just contemporary to his father. So he did not like to dictate. But otherwise, all his disciples, they were clean saved. Bhadra karaiya kare ganga snan karaila shekhar aniya tari nutana vastra dila. Then after getting him washed in the Ganges and cleansed by barber, Chandrasekhar offering a new pair of clothing and and Sanatan Goswami did not accept that new clothes. Suniya Prabhur Mane Ananda Pa. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard it, that Sanatan Goswami, after the announcement, he is not going to accept any new clothing. So for a really renounced person, is that whatever clothing is thrown in the street, he'll collect and he'll wear it. He would not purchase any new clothing. That is the order. Strictly one who follows Jivani, Sanatana Sukadeva Goswami in the Bhagavad, he said that whether old clothing and torn clothing cannot be had on the street, whether trees are not giving fruits, whether the rivers are dried up, whether the caves in the mountain, they are closed, then why the renounce order, a person go to the Vishayi? Vishayi means those are materials. Sometimes the renounce order of life, sannyasi, they go to the householders. Of course, that is their duty, but still, Sukadeva Goswami, a great personality in the renounced order of life, he would lead naked, he would not go even to the human society. So those who are following strictly, they don't make themselves dependent on the householders or on the worldly people. So Sanatana Goswami did not accept the new clothing, and when it was heard by Lord Chaitanya, he was very glad. Muddhanna kariya prabhu galo bhikkha karibare, sanatani leiya galo tapon nishtare bhare. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are two gentlemen, Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra. So Chandrasekhar Acharya took care of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Tapan Mishra to Sanatana Goswami at his place to give him prasada. Mishra Sanatana dila notun basan vastuna hila tema parana. Again, Mishra offered him that new clothing, but he refused. More vastra dite jadi tomar hai man nija puri dhan as deha kulata. If you like to give me some clothing, please give me some old clothing which you have used. That is the price. Tava Mishra Puratana and Shuti Dila Sreha Dui Bhid Basko Ping Kalila. Then he offered him one dhoti. Dhoti, in India, they use dhoti about 5 years, one dhoti. So he offered that dhoti, old clothing, and he divided into Bahit Bath and Koping, underwear and outwear clothing. Maharashtriya Dije Prabhu Milayla Sanatane Seivit Pratare Kaila Mahanamanta. Then again, Maharashtriyan Brahmin also met him. He also invited him. The next day you please come to my place. Sanatana Tumi Javat Kashite Rahiva Tavat Amar Hare Vittaje Kaila. That Maharashtriya Brahmin, he invited him, Sanatana Goswami, so long he shall stay at Banaras. Kindly accept my invitation to come to my place and take your prasadam. Sanatana kahe ami madhupuri koriva brahmaner ghare kena ekatre bhikkha lao. Just this. He said, no, I cannot accept sumptuous foodstuff from a brahmin's place. That is not my duty. I shall accept madhupuri. Madhupuri is a principle introduced by the Goswamis. Madhu means honey. And the bees to collect honey from flower, a drop from that flower, in this way, he succeeds. So this Madhupuri system means a renounced order of sannyasi or a vairagi. He should not accept in one place sensuously. He should go to every householder and take a bit of chapati from this house, a bit of chapati from that house, a bit of chapati from that house. So that the householders also may not be disturbed and they may be benefited. When a real sannyasi vairagi accepts something from the householder, it is a great benefit for him. Therefore, to accept little from this house, to accept little from that house, that is also another mercy of the renounced sannyasi or devotee of the Lord. So he did not accept that invitation that I shall go somewhere and take sensuously. No, I shall beg from door to door and correct mind, Kapati, and leave on that way. Sanatana is Vairagya Prabhu Rananda Apa Bhoktam Valpane Prabhu Chahe Mare. Sanatana, he was so strict in the round order of life, so that gave Chaitanya Mahaprabhu too much pleasure. Oh, it's very nice. But while he was coming, his brother-in-law gave him a nice blanket that was on the body of Sanatana. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu several times overlooked about that blanket. Sanatana Janilai Prabhul Nabhai Bhottak Kuriwari Sintilopa. Sanatana Goswami was very intelligent, he was minister, he could understand that Lord is observing my blanket. That means he doesn't like that I should have such valuable blanket on my body. So he thought that I should give up this blanket. Atochintu Gela Gangar Madhanna Karite and Gauriya Diyase Kantha Bhuya Shukayate. Thinking this, he went to the bank of the Ganges and he saw one another Vairagi. He had a torn clothing and he, after washing it, he gave it for drying. So Sanatana Goswami went there and asked him, please take this blanket and kindly give me your torn clothing. So that man thought that he is cutting jokes with him, that he wants to exchange with such a nice blanket. So he said, sir, you are here to be a very good gentleman, you should not cut joke with me. Then Sanatana said, no, I am not cutting joke with you. I am really serious. Please exchange this. You take my this valuable blanket and give me that torn clothing. And after taking that torn clothing, when he appeared before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much serious. Prabhu kaya tamar bhot kambal kotha gela. Prabhu pade sab kotha kothai kahila. He inquired again, oh, where is that your blanket, that valuable blanket I saw? Where you left it? Then he described that I could understand your opinion. So I exchanged the valuable blanket with this torn clothing. Prabhu bhai yami kariyasi vita vishaya ra khandai la krishna jisama. Yes, I was just thinking of you. Now we are complete in the now. Now you are completely independent. You don't depend on anything. So it is giving much pleasure. Yes. Sitana rakhive tumar shesh vishaya bhog rokhandi sadvaidam nase asma. By grace of Krishna, your last attachment also now, tekna, it is a great mercy of Krishna upon you. Teen mudrar bhot gaya madhukuri gras dharmahani hai loke kare upahas. This is a hint by Lord Chaitanya that a sannyasi has renounced everything if he lives very gorgeously, with good dress and good house and apartment. So this is not approved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then what is that? What does it mean? A sannyasi living like a first class gentleman, smoking, and very nice apartment, and some, lady assistant, secretary, and what is this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not approve this. He must be as far as possible, whatever is absolutely necessity, he should accept, not more. Yes. That is renounced order. Not that in the name of renounced order of life, he should live at the expense of the householders very gorgeously. No, this is not sannyas. It is not accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampada. So he said that you live by begging from door to door, and you have a valuable blanket on your body. This is Santa Kitchen. Now, I'm very glad that you have done this.
গোসাই কাহে যে খন্ডিলা যে খন্ডিলা কুবুসায় ভো তার ইচ্ছায় গেলাম শেষ বিষয়
রো নাও ইউ ওয়ান্টেড মি টু বি রিনাউন্সড অল অফ লাইফ আই ফার্স্ট মেট ইউ ওয়েন আই ওয়াজ এট ইন বেঙ্গল ক্যাপিটাল অফ গৌরবেশ অ্যান্ড ইউ ডিজায়ার মি দ্যাট আই শুড বি রিনাউন্সড অল অফ লাইফ সো আই কেম অ্যান্ড My last attachment to that Kamal is also now finished.
Prasanna haiya Prabhu tare kripa kaila, tare kripa prasanna karite tare shakti kaila.
Now, Sanatan Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sitting together for a discussion. This is called instruction to Sanatan Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had discussion with some of his principal disciples. One was Ramananda Rai, Rai Ramananda. He was governor of Madras, and later on he retired from the governorship and became a constant companion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although he was a householder, he never accepted renouncement, but still he was the most confidential devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was a householder, because he was highly advanced in the science of Krishna. So there was some discussion with this Ramananda Rai, and there was some discussion with this Sanatana Goswami, and some discussion with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and some discussion with Rupa Goswami. So he had no other discussion with anyone. And the rest of his life was spent by simply chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And these disciples, under the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have made volumes of books on the basis of the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not write any book in his own hand. He wrote only 8 verses, which is called Sikkhap. That was his only writing. Otherwise, all the books, valuable books, that he has got in his sampradaya, they are written by his disciples, especially by Rupa Goswami. He is famous. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and that boy, a nephew of Rupa Goswami, who left home at 10 years old. And later on, after becoming a very great Sanskrit scholar, he approached the conclusion that Jiva Goswami, he has written many valuable volumes of books. So, the effect of the Chaitanya Sampradaya about this devotional service is very great. Very great. The Chaitanya Charitamrita is also one of them. So, তুদ্ধে যাইছে রায় পাশে প্রভু প্রশ্ন কইলা তার সত্যি রামানন্দ তার উত্তর দিলা ইহা প্রভু সত্যি প্রশ্ন করে সনাতন আপনি মহাপ্রভু করে তত্ত্ব নিরূপণ নাও আফটার চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভুজ অ্যাপ্রুভাল অফ রিনাউন্সমেন্ট অফ সনাতন গোস্বামী হি ইনস্ট্রাক্টেড হিম ফর 2 মান্থস এট বেনারস. And formally, it is referred, and formally as he instructed Ramananda Rai at in a Kabur. A Kabur is a place in the Madras, South India. Similarly, in that occasion, the Lord was questioning Ramananda Rai, and Ramananda Rai was replying. And here, in the similar way, the Sanatana Goswami will question and Lord Chaitanya will reply. So sometimes the disciple and the spiritual master, the relationship is like that. Sometimes the teacher questions to the student and student replies, and sometimes the student questions to the teacher and teacher replies. This is called Ishtarasa. To develop knowledge, these questions and answers are required. According to system of accepting spiritual master, it is said, so just after acceptance, arugudvasram, one must have to accept the spiritual master. Then the next position is sadharma pichha, that he should be very much inquisitive. A student not finishing, that now I'm initiated, everything finished. No. He should be very inquisitive. Unless one is very inquisitive, there is no necessity of accepting a spiritual master. That is the instruction in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmāt guruṁ prapadrīta jigyāsu se uttamam. One has the necessity of accepting a spiritual master who is very much inquisitive about transcendental matter. Otherwise there is no necessity. Simply because so many people accept a spiritual master, so I will have to accept somebody, a spiritual master, my dangerous spirit. No. One should be very much inquisitive. He must be very much eager to understand what is transcendental subject. Then his business of accepting a spiritual master will be fulfilled. So here also, when the questions and answers were going on between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Rai was not even a Brahmin, because in those days the Brahmins were very respectable community, and they were learned scholars. He was a Kayastha in, of course, now, not now, some 100 or 200 years before, the Sayas were considered very lower caste. So Ramananda Rai belonged to that caste community. But he was very much learned. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he belonged to the Brahmin community, and he was vastly learned. At the same time, he was a renowned scholar of life. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking questions from Ramananda Rai, he felt himself sorry. I am a householder and I belong to the caste community, and Lord, you belong to the, you come from the Brahmin community and you are so fast learned. At the same time, you have accepted an answer. See, you are in all respect my master. How is that? You are trying to understand from me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this example by life activity. So he was hesitating that I should rather put question to you as teacher and you should answer me. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no. There is no such differentiation between masters. Kiva-sidra-kiva-vipra-nasi-kane-na-jai-kasna-tattva-vitta-sai-guru-ha. It doesn't matter whether you are a householder or you are a Brahmin or you are in now sort of. If you know the science of Krishna, you are fully in Krishna consciousness, you are my guru. You are my spiritual master. So that is the relation between the spiritual master and the student. Not that the spiritual master, because he has officially accepted the post of spiritual master, he should reveal it. He should accept the students also as his spiritual master. This is the reciprocation, Prabhu. Everyone would address the other as Prabhu. But officially one may be his spiritual master. And in spiritual platform there is no such difference. But officially, custom is that spiritual master is considered in the place of Supreme Lord, and therefore he is given such respect. And the spiritual master, one of my spiritual master, he thinks that I am your disciple. I am your disciple. And practical example I have seen, our Guru Maharaj finally offered visions He used to return. That was me, having a servant. He used to return this weekend, having a servant. So these are the things you have to learn from the behavior, practical demonstration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life. So tomorrow is a different question answer of Sanatana Goswami. Thank you very much. So similarly, material qualification, that is not bad, provided they are engaged in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it has no value. Material qualification, if they are engaged, nirmanne Krishna sambandhe jitta vairagya nishcha. If one is able to dovetail his material qualities in the service of the Lord, then that becomes a great qualification. Vipra dhisara gunasitas aravinda nava. Aravinda nava. Aravinda means lotus flower. And nava means this navel. So, Vishnu, Krishna is Vishnu, therefore his another name is Aravinda nava. He has got a lotus flower. On that lotus flower, Brahma will go. This is omnipotence. Omnipotency of God. You have seen that picture in the cover of Srimad Bhagavatam, that Gadbhuta Sai Vishnu is dying, and there is a lotus flower from his navel, and upon the lotus flower, Brahma is born. And Lakshmiji is engaged in serving his lotus feet. But just see, Krishna, who has to beget a son, his wife, Lakshmi, or Vishnu's wife, was sitting. But he did not take, begot his child, Brahma, from his own land. This is called omnipotence. He can do anything else. Now, when we conceive of begetting a child, you must have to secure a wife first. Then I have much sex and intercourse with her. Then she should be pregnant. Then there is a child. Otherwise there is no child. Because we are not omnipotent. We cannot produce child in that way. This is called omnipotence. And he did not require the help of the wife. Neither there was necessity. So Krishna's wife or Krishna's girlfriend, they are not Krishna's necessity. Krishna is without any necessity, without any want. But if somebody wants, Krishna should be my friend, Krishna should be my husband, he accepts. That's it. He is not in want. He is full in himself. One who knows this fact, he is your view. You are offering chapati. Don't think that Krishna is in want of your chapati. But if you offer Krishna and take the chapati, you are benefited. Krishna Varadamaya Parivare Jivhaja. I think this, perhaps you do not know the meaning. But Krishna is very merciful. Because my tongue is always hankering after some good tasty food, say this or that, this or that. But if I eat Krishna's prasad, then my tongue will be controlled. And as soon as your tongue is controlled, then all other senses will be controlled. These are the clauses. So don't think that Krishna is in want or Krishna is in need. He needs your third class service. No. He is full himself. But if you can offer your service somewhere other, then you are benefited. You are elevated to the transcendental position. That is Krishna. Thank you.